To complete something properly and to understand it, we have to go back and complete our promises of trying to understand the relationship between the first Mishnah, one of the first Mishnahs, and the Mishnah at the end, the first paragraph. So the question is easy. The question is that if they're saying the same thing, so number one, don't do it. Number two, so say it the same thing. Say different words. And obviously that there's a different message, there's something else. The fact that, as we learned, there's a process in the Mishnah, the fact that this was already at the beginning of the parak, and this is the final word of the parak, gives us some indication that there's this balance, there's a relationship, but this is the beginning of the parak, this is the end of the parak. This needs to be explained. You have to have some understanding how they do relate, they don't relate, how they parallel, how they relate these two Mishnahs. We're going to start with a beautiful understanding from the classic writers. Beautiful classic writers with the Mishnahs from the Gorshi Sfarad. People went out of Spain, and he asked the question, just after hearing the question group. He phrases it a little different. He says, "In the oilam nivra, it's obviously they're separate things." It says, "If the oilam is nivra for something, so then certainly it should be kind for that that it was never for." Because with creating the world, the Torah of the Mishnah Sodom, and why keep the world around? You have to look for something else. It was good enough to create it, Kol Shekin. It's good enough to keep them out. This is already based on the beginning of the explanation of Mr. Ben Yerina. Beforehand explained, we mentioned it then, he makes the difference between the words Olam Oimed and Olam Kayim. Olam Oimed means something what you created for. It's the thing that it was the Rotson. The Rotson does something that the Hekhariah, the Rotson wasn't forced to do anything. The reason why the Rosh does something because he so willed to do so. To do what he did. The Gimel Amudim are those Yisoidus which made the world in the very famous terms, as he expressed it to us, worth creating. This is what you create the world for. Kayim means now that you have a given, the world was created for whatever reason. The world was created, what do you need to enable the world to exist, the world to continue to succeed? So the world kind of saying that you have the innocent children. So it's the way you always phrase the question is that if it was good enough to create the world for, why did it look for anything else? This is the reason that it was created for, it's good enough reason to keep it going. So he says a beautiful understanding, which will give us a beginning of understanding of what's going on in these Mishnahis. Aval inyan kachu. I'll say it inside. Hashem is baruch lo olam yagim advarim shezoch Hashem atzad. That, what the world was created for, he's basing on the Ben Yerina. He says, so ruhu olam v'sholem diber kifiz mana. He was speaking. Etana there, Hashem atzad, we said, was the Kohen Gadol. He was talking bizman shebayis hamikdash kayim. That means that the world was in its proper form. V'zeh hatanam shem Gamliel haya nechdo yishol Rav Gamliel. It was many generations later. He was the grandson of Gamliel. And he was achar, v'hoyu achar chovim. He was after chovim abayis. V'omer, ki afal ki she'in anu yuchoyim l'makayim agimu dvorim shehizkir shem ha'tzadik. Al maskunto. All three of the biggies, all of the Torah, that was great. Because then we had Bais HaMikdash, we had Sanhedrin. So here you have the Torah and the Avodah. And Klai Yisrael be Artsam, Ishtachas Kafna, Ishtachas Teinoi, is in the primary situation for Chesed. There's a basic rule of Chesed that if a person is feeling Choseh, so he's busy trying to be Mala that Chesed, and therefore he can't be extending out for himself Chesed to others. At the time of Gula, at the time of Bais HaMikdash, where we were Molei, Mirav Kol, so then the situation warranted Gnilas Chesed. Of course, the Majrika still exists today also, but it's a, even when a person is Chesed, there's a Chi, it's not Potik of Chesed. But what he's pointing out to us is that the primary situation, that these things can be in their full form, require requirements as prerequisites. We cannot expect of a Dor Yosem, like our generation, to have Torah in terms of that Omer HaTorah that the world was created for. That requires a minimum Sanhedrin, which means Koyach, that Mishpat Rukim Hu, where they sat and what they decided was the foolish and directly God's word. There was no machlokes, could be machlokes. Because whatever they decided, the decision was made, that was B'Shem Hashem. That level of Torah, that's light years away from us. Good. On our generation, we have our level of Torah also. We're talking about that level of Torah that the world was created for, that Gimel Amudim, that Rav Shimon Tzaddik was speaking in his days. Well, Omar, what did Rav Shimon Gamliel come to teach us? Even though after the Churban, as it says in Eicha Ein Torah, all that we have is called Ein Torah.
In contrast to what?
In contrast to what Torah really means.
Right, I mean, that's that.
The Torah of Eicha Ein Torah. What Torah really means. When Rav Shimon Tzaddik said, the Omer HaTorah, the Novi already tells us that we have after the Churban is called Ein Torah. That Avodah has taken tremendous pitfall with Kol Rabbi Zizat. It's the most obvious, that's simple. Like Mr. Chosorim has explained before, the fact that a person, basically, even his bichuch, the actors, but his begolus is in a situation of Chosah, always. So we mitzvus, a certain Ashirim, Shoklai Yisrael, putting it away and then not doing what their real full responsibilities may be. This is certainly mitzvus, because as rich as you are in Montreal or in Texas or New York or in your life, right? I feel secure. I suppose I had the opportunity to come to this recognition very early on. My father once asked me to tell us about a half year before the mitzvah, I think. You know what my plans are for life. And I asked them what the options are. then we had this discussion. One of the things that came out was this idea called financial security. So I was a cute guy when I was a kid. Some people get more than the old one. I was a kid, I was all right. So we were on the way to Shlomo Shabbos. I said, you know what? After that evening, they made a kiddush. They sat down. It was a pretty wealthy Shlomo, relatively. Not very wealthy. Doctors, lawyers, architects. He said, I'm going to go around. Right? And we'll find out how many of them have this thing called a financial security. One round table. If, when, this, will do them, boom, right? Nobody. It's all my father. It's a myth. Don't exist.
I'm paying all the days.
That's security.
They admit it.
Nobody says, I have finished.
They never say.
I am chosla. They will explain to you why else?
No, you may think, I think it's not a motor, because I have a Cadillac.
I was a little kid. Yeah, this picture, you know, when you have to put games with their friends. This kid comes around, you know, let's do it, Mr. Morris. What's up? Tell me, how did the idea finish? When did you finish the kid? You know, can you tell me somebody has been asked to kill? And then I said, tell me what I'm asked. You know? She said, well, it's true, I have a Cadillac, my wife has a Cadillac. But, you know, when you grow up, you'll understand.
This association.
You don't understand. I'll grow up one day.
But it's because you should teach my husband time. And that's why they have a...
Of course, to be responsible. But here we have a limited course. It's important to be a limited course on Christ. There is no inner security course. A person is also embedded in the course. Doesn't have the ground to stand on. So that's why you get the whole, you know, the whole financial scene like that. We're out, we lost that. You know, that's easy to scale the kids with that. But it was there. Well, we can hop around. Right? We have our little. But success in terms of El Mazir, you can't get there. We're in close. Yeah. You can be rich. Look at that. That's what you live for. Yeah. You can't. So the reason why there's not, and it's amazing. You speak to any person who has to raise money for a cause. And this, you know, that's the big things. Little things. Local stock. They get more rich, more money from the less rich, but the people have their heads straight on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A poor fellow, but has a good understanding of the world as well. So, not rich, but I'll write a check for $36. Whatever, right? Because I'm busy, I'm tired, I'm this and that, and I have to get a car, I have to be expensive. And your house is expensive to have a car. Why? Because Gemil's Chosodim, the Yisrael of Gemil's Chosodim, is a person has to come from the stance of fulfillment. So the Torah is telling us here that after the Korban, big Gemil's Chos, people are missing Be'etzim. That's what God's talking about. Who's the exception? Is it Ben Chayim? Who's the person who's Ben Chayim in the middle of Siberia? Abramsky. A person who's a Talmud Chacham Be'etzim, you can throw him into the Russian jail. He's free man. Because you can only put shackles on the guf. You can't put shackles on the soul. A person who's a soul person is always Ezra ben Torah. A person whose life is Torah, the learning of Torah, the living of Torah. He comes from a very full world, a very rich world. Here in Eitzel, you see the Shefa, the Lamp of Yisrael Sodom, in Yerushalayim, the Nebrak, same thing, in Torah centers, tremendous, Gemachim, not the rich centers necessarily.
The more
rich a
person is, it seems to withdraw a lot of his older
needs fulfillment. Golas, as a person gets above Golas, back there. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us, that's great, Torah by Yemos Chosodim. Where we? What's going to be us? Life has been tough. It's horrible and gross. But Torah ain't there. No basic condition, no later. No basic Yisrael. Hashkocha Pratis Begolui. When a person can have the Merah Yukol. Do the Merah Yukol. So Yemos Chosodim is also that. It's going to be. So comes with Shimon Gamliel and tells us this. The Olam is still coming. Don't give up. Yeah. Go away. You're not finished. You haven't heard the last word yet. There's another Gemara Mudim that can support the world in its lower degenerate state. The world is not that world. This world, the way it looks now, in the non-Khorban, if that would be the world, it wouldn't be created. The Torah of Yud Mosheson, that was the Rotson, to create the world. This is it?
No.
And this helps a lot. Because a lot of times we start to feel like, what, this is it? No, it's not. Tzak is. But Kiyum is. It gets different names. But you believe. Depending on which Mefarsh the Mahakabala works a little different. We'll do it the easier way to understand for the moment. Toyo is my will to Eretz. Avoido is my will to Din. And Gnus Chasodim is my will to Shua. How this works, we'll try to explain after. But first, just the basic understanding of what he's trying to tell us is that even if you don't have Toyo, right, not at the Toyo levels, and the Navi's trying at you ain't to. There can be any chance. Sheirus Yisrael Yasu Abba. When we get to the end of Klai, so we get down to the Ikev, we get down to the left of us. Sheirus Yisrael Yasu Abba. Anche Yamuna. Anche Yamuna. Anche Yamiti. Emes. Emes? Emes. Toyos Emes. Toyos, Toyos Emes. Emes is the Kinyan that we have been afshenu from that we would have accomplished to him, and we're all shaykh to him. The worst, it's not the lowest. Evans is a kai. This key will remain a double, will also be with me, but really, it's a Evans. Din is a little more complicated to understand the relationship between Din and Abayda. But we will start simply this way. These two things, Din and Avodah, are things that relate to Avodahs and Olam Lamokim. How's that? Usually we think of Din as being Olam Lamokim. Two people having a fight, Shoshan and Safar, they come from the Shoshan, they took care of the fight. The fact that how it relates to those two people is not the Din itself. It's the result of it. They may make peace, well, or there was a fight. But the process of Din itself is the Mishpat Elokim for. The reason for that is the definition of Din, we talked about it before, maybe he'll say it in a different form. The definition of Din is not Emes. Din is Gzeira. The basic form of Din is Din B'Malchus Adina, which means that the Melech is arbitrarily given, he has the arbitrary right to make a judgment based on his understanding of what's necessary. The only real source of such a subjective form of judgment is the Rosh. The Rosh has the right. Those who are appointed to have that Koyach HaMishpat, that Koyach HaDin of the Rosh, Bishlichusoi, are those who are minded this Koyach HaRosh. Those are two, Melech HaMishpat Yavlaetz, and Meshavish K'mishpat HaRokim. That a person has the capability of making judgments, that is certainly in questions of life and death, or even in financial areas. With what right do I have to make an absolute judgment that this is the way it is? You over here, there's very rarely when things are black and white. K'mishpat HaRokim Hu, the Shaifet is the representation of the absolute authority. He's not happy, he can't do whatever he wants. The Melech is also not happy, but he can much more do what he wants. He can do things that are as is necessary. And the Shaifet has to do according to the rules of the Torah. But the rules of the Torah and his capability of making those decisions and applying them to the case in front of him, even if it could be a very new case, that capability comes from something that is the representative of the Rebbeinu Shlomo in the world. Avodas HaKorbanos, Beis HaMikdash, was the Gilui HaShechina, Boitzur Guluya, of the Rebbeinu Shlomo reigning in his world. That was his kingdom, that was his, that's where he, Shemayim Kisi, the Haaretz Adon Rag, who's going on the Beis Hamikdash, that's where he sat. Begolui as Melech HaOlam. Where do you have that Hanhaga? Beseisa, in the Madrega of Hester Ponim of Godus, that's the Mishpat Yamit Haaretz. On the surface, you see him, you see a judge, or any palace over there, where's the Rebbeinu here? Right. You know where the Rebbeinu Shlom is? He's standing over his head. Yeah. Like it says by Ramavino, that it's of Olaf, Ati Asimna Bonecha. The judge is sit, the Rebbeinu Shlom stands. Where judges sit in judgment, the Rebbeinu Shlom stands in judgment. The importance of these things, right, we'll leave that off if you want to. But the fact is that the Shofet is the kisei where the Ribbono Shel Olam's malchus, he is the Beis HaMikdash. He is the place where the Ribbono Shel Olam's shlita, the melech of the world, is comes into its ramification in daily life. This is the reduced form of the Gilui HaMalchus and the avoda of bringing malchus into this world that we have in the Golus. That's the din that corresponds to her, but Sholem is corresponds to Gminas Chasad. Sholem is obvious, the relationship between Gminas Chasad and Sholem, to the point that Chazal say that Gminas Chasad itself is called Sholem, because whenever you're going to have Gminas Chasad, it must result in Sholem. Ad kidei kach that there's a chiyuv that chayav odom shoysim toiv chaver chayav leidiyah. If I do gemilas chasad, so I have to complete the process by the hidak b'shudim about it, because then the gemilas chasad will bring out shalom. But if he doesn't know about it, or he won't know who did it for him, not stuck. Gemilas chasad is not stuck. It's stuck as a separate part. You kick, neighbor's kid comes over, give him a cookie. Right? So the boy says, yeah, make sure he goes over a little dirty. Don't wash his face. Right? Don't go home dirty. He's going to go home. Ah, I'll give you chocolate. Okay. Nice thing. Give me chocolate. No. it's off the subject, but I'll give you one line. Okay. Many people stop doing good things because they think it's embarrassing to do something good. There's nothing embarrassing about doing something good. You can get up in public and say, I am a good person here. Watch me. And go do something. Especially if other people don't do that. It's true that anything can be true. Now, people are not interested in doing something good. They're interested in everybody who says they're not watching. So they're not very good at clowning, right? And they didn't get elected for president of the show. So the next thing they can do is, $1 million today, right? Look at me, but somebody who's coming to do something good, I said, but if he knows about it, then, no, but I can't, it's a hard, I can't do it, it's a hard. I said, well, you're going to do something good. I know you, right? You're a joker that you have, what I get to you, find this out, you're going to do something good. Everybody's going to look at you and say, what did you put you? Here he did this, and then they said, he's great, this guy. Yeah, all that. Tell us now. You want to have, you feel honestly you're doing something good? Go do it. Ada, but here we're in the Karon. The Gemilzko Sodom is so intimately related to Sholem that you haven't completed the process of Gemil Chasodim until your doyeg, that the Gemil Chasodim comes to the fifth millimeter and the result in Shalom. So here we see the relationship of Kli. Just to complete the word that where we started from, especially according to the Chosid Yaitz, Gemilas Chosodim is the form, the proper form of Chesed, that has a prerequisite of filling the fullness. When a person is Chosid, so Gemilas Chosodim, Golos, person is Chosid, Gemilas Chosodim doesn't have its source, it's finding its lacking. How do you re-trick? How do you rechayimaisin the omud of Gemilas Chosodim? Sholem. Sholem is that koyach which has a political power to overcome any difficulties that exist in the world, any miracle, any problem, any pain, without them having to disappear. A person can retrieve the madrigal of Sholem, he can be fulfilled in any situation. Once he reaches Sholem, he can bring out Sholem, internally, externally, to the neighbor, to, but first, the meter himself, within himself, makes peace, internal peace. He makes peace with his financial difficulties, makes peace with sort of fighting. Why are there so Arabs? You know, what's in the, this thing, terrible, the Arabs. It's terrible. Some people lose the capability of going with their lives. The pursuit of the happiness that you can do makes them tell you from down the line. It's the absolute. What were you assuming? That we're not ghosts? That all those millions of sitting out there forgot about it? It's all over again. Jewish history ended 40 years ago. Now it's supposed to be just. The pillar is not the five that were killed today. The pillar is the 3 million that burned. It doesn't take away from the sorrow of the five that burned. I don't know. It gives the capability to feel the pain of the five four. But a person, I don't know, the shrinks. But a person who has a showing, he has a process of accepting any situation that comes his way. Showing peace. Doing peace with him. Apparently, the showing has no rules. Showing is the clue that it's quite a cover of his clue. Because it has no rules.
It's unwilling. Cause and problem. What to talk about? That is on trouble. To make peace with everything. In some way.
It's one thing. It was quite late. But there's a meter of Shalom. He spoke about
loving. What's the generation?
What's the primary source of all?
The person that feeling. Shalom is moving. And things that comes up in the person's life.
You see, let's speak to you. Ravon Shalom made everything. It's all one and it all has to fit together. All these so-called negative and positive things, there's no leftovers, there's no piecemeal. No, it came from a source that says it has to all go back to some unit source. If you focus on that, you realize it has to have some way of having it all come together. Even if it doesn't seem so clear that minute, you have a guarantee that it's got to be right.
I'll give you a painful example. What? Spending many days in the hospital. There's a lady there. Like, and her husband entered the hospital. Well, sometime about it, didn't he? He's been going through. But she's not religious. Totally not religious. Has almost no one. Nothing to do. Got good, good education. Almost nothing. But tremendously nice people.
And the biggest suffering that she suffers, besides everything else, the pain she almost every day she mentions. This person she points to her husband was a malach. Do you know that he never raised his voice to me at all about marriage? Do
Do you know when he continues and continues?
The what?
She continues and continues describing the beautiful Binyan Chaver that this mayor was capable of. Okay. And then starts the why did he have to get it? Okay. You know, and this pain, that hurmul sogin of what makes up the world, this is a good person. He doesn't deserve to be punished. Right? She has no room within her world structure to understand that this is not a punishment, or that he deserves punishment. So it's the most painful thing in the world for a person who believes, right? And the world will see us. No way, come.
And that's what's really painting on, not his pain.
But that's another thing I'm saying.
It's also the ache of pain.
This is the ache of pain. This is the worst. This is the thing that doesn't give you a feeling of it.
Lost
the ground. I know that this is the best human being that exists. This is
all that I've experienced.
And I know that it doesn't deserve punishment. And truth is, it deserves punishment. So every day she bounces her hand on the wall. Your situation is no better than that. No worse than that. You don't have these torches. You don't ask these questions. You got the answer. So I shook my head, giving a good sale. And I said, yes, I do. She was astonished. So when I said it, what was I feeling? But you really have the answer? Yeah. You can stand up so that you know. She said, yes. That's a lot of stuff. He says, you've been trying to hit with me for a long time. That's right. Give me that. She saw I was not trying to get out the door. You're in a rush. That's right. Give me that. I'll give you one more. He says, you see what the doctors do, man. Best with medical capabilities are. Is that sufficient? It doesn't start. And this tool, nothing. They even say so. I think you're looking for something. You're looking for a miracle, right? Doctors don't do miracles. Mother Nature doesn't do miracles. You're seeing what I'm using. Oh no! All sorts of things. Awesome. I'll speak of Moshe. Okay. Remember I told you I went to Kibbutz Rochel for my father and spent okay. So why did you go to Kibbutz Rochel? When I go and I said that I davened and you were so excited that somebody was dying for you and the next day you got better and you said, wow, good, it's because you davened, you don't believe. Maybe you don't believe. You believe it, that's what you're waiting for. Right? You don't. Not too much. No. I said, you want to come here? I can hear you. You're waiting, and your life is now dependent in an obvious form. The Baruch can do what only he can do. There's no excuses here. Everyone's got to deal with what he was. There's no room for mistakes. It's him or nobody. There's nothing else. And you know that. And you're waiting for him to do it. Good night. Good night. That's it. That's all. That's what you wanted. I'm not going to tell you the pain for life. What did he do?
What?
What did he do in his life? In terms of you. Think about it.
very painful. That's when daggers comes. So it's all bleeding to you. When a person doesn't have tail, when a person doesn't have, but they don't have a way to make trouble, because there is no room in these demyonias that people call success in life and things. You're dealing with real life. Real life has a lot in it. Negative, bad. Okay. Where'd that come from? So can you explain to me why this happened to my husband in such a big place? He didn't have his sit down and say. So is there anything you can tell me that you can say that he wasn't sit down and say? Surely, obviously, the only come from Kirchhoff, because you were last time. Torah gives the capability of joining MS meeting. Sure. MS, she has understanding of in her half a world, in her little piece of the world that she understands. D, this D, how should it be? Shalom, gives the person the capability of ensuring that everyone gets it, even when I don't know the answers. I'm not familiar with it much. They may go back 30 generations. We don't know all the Kish buddies. We don't have any of the Kish buddies. But we have the capabilities of taking the tremendous beginning of the situation. Of who? Of course. They took everyone from us. Not telling nobody from us. So what's left? It's a call of time. As it is a call of time. The other is still kind. I mean that even if on the surface this situation, this form of life does not seem to be that thing that brings the darkness. And it does. But it has the key in it. It's true. But it has the key in it. It has the capability of Lunavotaka. With all the limitations that we have, of giving key to the world, to the purpose of the world, and through that, the people who are doing it to their own lives. They call it out looking for meaning. Meaning in these terms, that's key. B'di'evet, now that the situation is B'di'evet, so why not get out? What are we doing? This is not good, this is not what it's supposed to be. So I forget it. I can't learn this ain't to you. Get away, no components, please, sort of, I'm across everything. Free with me. Yes, tell you what he has for something. MS, sure. And then, all can come back. With the Koyacha MS that we have, we're going to have the Koyacha Toyah that Shayach to us. With the Koyacha of Mishpat that we have, we reveal the revelation of the world. This is only one form of this relationship, it's an easy one, I'm sorry. We reveal the Malchus Shemayim to the Abridus Hashem and bring out the Mopin, and bring out the sovereignty of the revelation of the world. And with Sholem, we can maintain internally and externally. Very much. We reestablish the Omer of Chesed. The kingdom of the world, this is life after life. After what? So no. So, just die. Watch us. Is it? Yeah. MS? Can't take this. You can take two. You can take a piece of English away from us. Can't take this. You can take the music and solid away from us. Can't take shot. once we have shown and he did. Here we are again, we can now, after we learn the end of it there, we can go back and apply the beginning there to ourselves. Everything that we said there, the beginning of it, which was applying this Mishnah to us, that is only proper and full after the end of it. Now we have this better, which brings alive and gives us the capability of a key of existence in this world in our form, then go back to the beginning and start over. Okay, this is the easy one. This is the beginning of A. We have 6 minutes. This is our
Rav Shaka
Tovich.
Tovich and a good Hanukkah and Chanukah Sameach.
Okay, amen. Thank you.